Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es mir nach, es Perik Hei Mishnah Vav. Elu tunen tenufa ve ein tunen hagasha. Now here comes the list of things that require the waving, but not the hagasha, the approach with the keli to touch the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. What needs tenufa and not hagasha? Sagt der Mishnah, loig shemen shal mitzayda v'ashamay. As part of the tahara for a mitzayda, he has to bring a carbon asham and a loig of oil. And before the carbon is shechted, the kayin does tenufa. He waves both the lamb and the oil. Second item on the list that required tenufa but no hagasha, v'habikurim kedivi Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. I'm sure you know what bikurim is. Even if you do, chazar is a good thing. Remember from the beginning of Parashas Kisavai, when someone in Eretz Yisrael grows any one of the shivas haminim, chita, sa'ayrim, gefen, te'ena, rimon, zayas, shemen, devash, that's date honey. So basically, again, wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. You have to first bring the first fruits of each year's new peiros to the Beis HaMikdash, and you save the whole parasha of Bikurim, and you place them in front of the Mizbeach, and they're given to a kayin. These fruits are Bikurim. Now, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds that before the Bikurim are placed in front of the Mizbeach, they are waved. There's tenufa. And the halacha says the batanur is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Vaitra says the Mishnah, list continues, that require tenufa no hagasha though. The emirei shalme yachid v'chazav v'shoik shalahen. What are emrin? Okay, so in case you forgot from Masechta Zvachim, emrin are the parts of the Mizbeach, usually fats and different organs of a carbon that are burnt on the Mizbeach. Chaz of a Shoik is the chest and the right thigh of a Shlomim, which are given to the Kehanim to eat. The rest of the Shlom, the Bailam eat. Now, before the Amrim are burnt on the Mizbeach, the Chaz of a Shoik are placed on top of the Amrim, and the mitzvah of Tenufa is performed. They're all waved together. So the Amrim, Shal Meyachid, of an individual Shlomim, the Chaz of a Shoik Shalahen, and their Chaz of a Shoik. Vaitra says the Mishnah, it makes no difference in regard to this shlamim, whether it's brought by men or women, echod anoshim ve'echod noshim. But the actual tnufa is done only by a man who is a yisra. The yisrael avalai bi'acherim. Now, if a shlamim was brought by a man, okay, so he stands with the kayin, and they both hold the emrim and the chaz of a shaykh, and they do the tnufa. If the shlam is donated by a woman, so the kayin does the tnufa by himself. Vaitra says the Mishnah Shtei Alechem Ushnei Chivsei Atzeres, and the Shtei Alechem and the two Shlam that come along with it that are brought on Shavuos, like we have discussed many times. And now the Mishnah discusses, so these Shavuos Karbanos, how is the Tenufa done? Ketzad Huay, so how is Tenufa done? So the Mishnah Noisen Shtei Alechem Al Gabe Shnei Kvasim. The Kohen places the two breads, the Shtei Alechem, on top of the two lambs. Now the Batanura says, although it says on top, it really means next to it. Umeniach shtei yodav milmata, and he places his two hands underneath the lambs and the shtei alechem, and he lifts them up together. So the Mishnah Moilach umevi, he moves them first out, then in. Milo umeirid, up and down. Now when we say that he moves out and then in, it really means in all four directions. The kohen is facing Mizrach. That means if I would come through the entrance of the main door on the east, I would see the face of the kohen. So he waves it forward, that's toward Mizrach, then to his right, that's Darim, then behind him, that's Mariv, then to his left, that's Safar. And then he goes up and down, Milo Marid. Shenemra, as the Pasuk says, Asher Hunaf v'Asher Hura, that it was waved and then it was raised up. So waving means in the four directions, and raising up means raising it and then bringing it down. Now really, says the Bat Tanura, where's this Pasuk? It's by the Meluyim. It was in the Midbar when it was time to introduce Aaron and his sons as Kohanim. But from the halachis of Tenufa over there, we learn it in regard to everything. Now we said, if you would come in, you would see the Kohen. Of course, that depends exactly where the Kohen was standing. If the Kohen were standing behind the Mizbeach, you wouldn't see him. Or off to the side, you wouldn't see him. But he could be standing in front of the Mizbeach. As the Mishnah continues, Tenufa hoisa b'mizrach. Now the Batanura says this means the Kohen can be standing even a filu to the east of the Mizbeach, though it's closer to the opening coming into the Azara and further away from the Heichel. The Hagasha b'marav, but the Hagasha approaching the Mizbeach, that had to be to the west of the Mizbeach. And Bedavka, the southwest corner. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Tnufos Koidmes LaHagashos. Tnufos are done before Hagasha. In other words, if we have the type of Mincha that needs both Tnufa and Hagasha, which Minchas are those that need both? Mishnah tells us right here. The other Minchas Oimer, that's brought on the second day of Pesach. Minchas Kenois, that's for the Saita. These two, Tu'unais Tnufa VeHagasha, they require both Tnufa and Hagasha. And the Tnufa has to be before the Hagasha. Utnufas are Koidmes LaHagashos. The Pasuk says first, V'hei nefes ha-mincha lefnei Hashem, that's the Tenufa, and only afterwards does it say, V'hikra v'yse'el mizbeach. And finally, the Mishnah tells us, Lechem aponim, u'michas nesachim, the lechem aponim and the minchas nesachim. Again, minchas nesachim are brought along automatically with certain karbanais, but by these minchas, there's lai Tenufa v'lai agasha, neither waving or the special mitzvah of approaching the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Okay, so quickly chazering over Perik Hey, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah began by telling us here's the list of things that require tnufa, but no hagasha. The loik shem is shel metzayra and his asham, a metzayra that was healed from his tiras, has to go through a seder tahara. He brings a lamb for a karban asham and a loik shem, and the kayin, incidentally, takes that dam from the asham and the shem, and he puts it on the ear, the right earlobe of the metzayra, as well as Bohinus Yoda Hayamanis Viragla Hayamanis. And before the Shchit of the Asham, the Kohen will wave the lamb and the Loig Hashemen. But there is no Hagasha. Hagasha is only by Menachos. Also, Tenufa no Hagasha is by Bekurim, according to the Shchit of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And what else is there Tenufa but no Hagasha? The Emirei Shalme Yachid. That's the Emirim, when an individual brings a Karm Shlam, the part that goes up on the Mizbeach to be burnt. And the chaz of a shleik, the chest and the thigh that goes to the kayin, that is waved, but there's no agasha. Again, agasha is only by a mincha. And this is true whether the carbon is from a man or the carbon is from a lady, but the tenuf itself is only through a Yisrael. Normally the kayin puts his hand under the hand of the bailum of the carbon, and both of them do the waving together. If a woman brings a carbon or a non-Jew brings the kayin himself will do the waving. The list continues. The Shtei Lechem and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres require Tenufa on Shavuos. The Mishnah says, Nais Shtei Lechem al Gabi Shnei Chavasim. But the Batanura told us it really means he puts it side by side. Often the word Al is taiched nearby, not Mamish Al. And how is Tenufa done? Moilach Amevi in four directions, then up and down. That's learned from the Pasuk. Ashahunaf Ashahuram. Hunaf means in the different directions. Huram means the up and the down. The Mishnah told us Tenufa could even be b'mizrach, on the east side of the Mizbeach, closer to the door, further away from the Hechel. It for sure could be done on the west side, closer to the Hechel, but the Chiddush is even on the Mizrach. Hagash, on the other hand, has to be done b'mariv. We explained the Gemara Darshan some Sukkim, it has to be the southwest corner. When you have both Tenufa and Hagasha, Tenufa comes first. Which karbanis of both Tenufa and Hagasha? The Mechas Ha'omer. Brought on the second day of Pesach and the Michas Kenois, which is the Saita. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that the Lechem Aponim and the Michas Nesachim have neither Tenufa or Hagasha. Now this Seder of Tenufa, four directions, up and down, is Negeah to us in regard to which mitzvah? Mitzvah's Lulav. You're supposed to wave the Lulav the way Tenufa was supposed to be done. And that's the show, like the Rosh says in Masechta Sukkah, that we perform the mitzvah for the one that all four directions are his. Another pshat, Rashi says, to hold back the bad winds and bad dews, particularly on Sukkot, when we're being judged on water, on the rains. But basically what we're saying with the Tenufa is, you can't run away from the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Wherever you are, regardless of where it comes from, the good things, the difficult things, the ups, the downs, we can turn this way, we can turn that way. It's all Hashgacha Pratis. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam puts us exactly where we belong, so we have an opportunity to stand up to our tests and the Siyanis and fulfill the reason we're down here on this world.